Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Windfall is intended for a mature audience. See our show notes for more information. Listener discretion is advised.
Tin Man, let's get this over with. I'll see the first defendant of the day now.
Okay, you, up. Come on, right over here.
Tell me, Mrs. Tanner, what is it that you do for a living?
I work with my family, Your Majesty. We design and manufacture paper goods on floor 17 in the South Tower. Food packaging, posters, brochures.
So essentially, you make paper products.
Well, we don't actually make the paper itself. That's taken care of on another floor.
Seeing as the tourism board is projecting that this will be the festival's most attended year yet, I ask you, why are you here today?
Your Majesty, we had been very excited, as we've historically printed a huge amount of advertisements for Contact Day. But Captain Root said our prices were too high and canceled our contract.
Well, were they?
I don't happen to think so. In fact, it's the exact same rate we charged last year, inflated only slightly to meet the prospective demands this year poses.
You're not holding my attention right now. Could you please, in one sentence, explain to me why you are bloody here today?
Captain Root sent the wolves to arrest me for not countering with a heftier discount.
No, that's not right at all.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I thought so myself.
You should have offered better discounts.
But with the taxes as high as they are this year on energy, we're barely scraping by as it is.
If you were a better businesswoman, you would take advantage of the influx of customers to make a profit.
That's the thing. We're manufacturers, not retailers. So this contract is the only thing that gets us through festival time.
I can't listen to any more of this nonsense. Tin Man, send this woman back to her cell.
But my queen...
Don't talk back to the queen. Get back up.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. There really is no need for me to be in jail.
Well, I don't see of another option. Unless you're going to give my captain a better price on the advertising contract.
I suppose.
Wonderful. I knew you'd see your way round to the right decision. All right, Tin Man, send this lady back to her shop so she can keep printing all those posters I love so much.
As you wish, Wanda June.
I can't believe I agreed to any of this. We're both gonna die in there.
You think they're gonna search me for weapons?
They might. You've been gone for a while.
I guess I don't need to have the baton in there with me. Not if everything goes according to plan.
And when does that happen?
If you just follow my lead, everything will.
I'm following, all right? I just don't remember exactly why at the moment.
You know the drill. Hands up so we can search.
Come on, you know me.
Dad's orders.
I'd like to know where you even think we'd come across a firearm around this dump.
Seriously.
No one thinks either of the two of you could actually get your hands on anything as simple as a stun gun. It's protocol. Don't let it go to your heads, kids.
I was really hoping to get through the day without having to see your face.
You've been gone for quite some time, Kendall. I wonder what Isaac is going to have to say about that. Maybe antagonizing his daughter isn't the best move for someone in your position.
I've been stuck in a K-hole for I don't even know how long. If anyone will understand that, it's your father.
For weeks? Kendall, you're going to have to think of a better excuse than that between here and his office.
Like I give a shit what you think, Mila. Just take us to Isaac since that's clearly why you're here. When do you think your father will upgrade you from warehouse lackey to something actually useful?
You poor thing. You must be nervous. Follow me. Calling me rude, I'll move even slower. Ugh. Good. Peace. Finally. Ugh. Are you fucking kidding me?
Happily, huh?
Captain?
How are we doing in here?
We'd be doing a whole lot better if you'd stop interrupting.
That's not good enough. We're just shy of 3 weeks away, and only half the new recruits are out on patrol.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you about that. I've been doing this for you for, what, 8 years now? Never has she asked for this many robes. What are you even arresting people for? Coughing?
You'd be surprised the kind of information one can collect with a firm hand.
I'm well aware of what you can do with a firm hand. People travel for weeks just to get a glimpse of the castle. What trouble could she even be expecting?
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
Seems like it might be time to ask a question or two, Root, don't you think?
What the hell are these?
That's the reject pile. Ignore those.
Pavlima, there are 100 batches in this bin.
And?
With all of these, you could robe up 3 times the recruits that Her Majesty is requesting.
How many times do I have to tell you that you pay me for quality and not quantity?
If I don't see production pick up in the next 5 days, we're going to go with someone else.
This old empty threat again?
It is anything but empty. If you don't shape things up, we're going to have to revisit our terms, and you might have to go back down to surface level.
Root, that is some bullshit and you know it. I am too good for you to screw me like that.
You keep telling me that, and I keep waiting for you to prove it.
This is ridiculous. I can get other work. I can pay my rent.
Not if we seize your studio.
Get the fuck out of here. You'll have your order.
Good. Now that is what I like to hear.
Anything for you, Captain Wolfie.
I'm not kidding, dear. You may find this funny, but I'm at the end of my rope, and I wouldn't test me if I were you.
Hey, Sylvie, get over here. Helena. Hey, yeah, I have a question.
Yeah? And?
It's about that kid you arrested yesterday. Argus.
What about him?
I'm a friend of his family's. I'm positive he didn't do whatever you're accusing him of.
Oh, I can assure you he did. I saw it myself.
Then it couldn't have been that bad. He's harmless, and you know it. What was it?
You know as well as I do that I can't discuss details until he's faced trial with Wanda.
And how backed up is she these days?
A few weeks? Month tops.
All right, well, I made him this. Can you make sure he gets it?
I'm not supposed
to. Sylvie, do this for me, and I'll go back to the stupid shrink.
And cut down on the drinking?
No promises.
I guess it's a start. What is this, anyway?
A loaf of bread I baked last night. I couldn't sleep thinking about it.
Why do you care so much?
Honestly, he's a good kid. I want to make sure he's taken care of in there. I know how cold it can be.
Oh, please, with the views he's had on ground level, his sky cell is a luxury. Wanda's castle is almost within reach.
Trust me, that isn't something this family appreciates.
I don't understand why you'd associate with grounders, Helena. You're above that.
You're just being gross. Just make sure he knows it's from me. And Sylvie.
Yes?
If you have any pull on this, you'll drop the charges.
I have none.
Excuse me, I gotta take this.
Sure thing. You take care.
So long. Hey, yeah. I can have that ready for you by the end of the day.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I understand that your will is truth, but excuse me?
One must never offend my guests. We bring them here at this joyful time of year for celebration, not to humiliate them with our spilled drinks and clumsiness. We will release you after the festival,
but
when the diplomat has returned home.
You've got to be kidding me!
You heard him.
What?
You'll get out after
no.
the
Come no.
on. You got yourself.
Dinner.
Yes, Wanda June.
I'm feeling hungry.
Wouldn't you like to finish today's proceedings before taking lunch, Your Majesty? Your subjects have waited a long time to see you.
I suppose, but I really am feeling quite famished, and I worry that my judgment will skew out of their favor if I'm not provided some sort of nourishment.
As you wish, Wanda June.
And Tin Man.
Yes, Wanda June?
I don't want anything too sweet, so none of those Eastern candies you've been plying me with.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And also, nothing too salty. Those fritters I ate last night gave me terrible wind.
So, something plain?
No, something just right.
Yes, of course, Wanda June.
What the fuck are you doing walking in here like that after you gave us the slip for weeks? Where have you been, Kendall?
I gave everyone the slip, but I'm back now and ready for more work.
Apparently, she took some of the product.
Oh, did she?
I'm good for it, you know me. I'd never steal from you.
You're right. I do know you, and none of this is very like you. Disappearing for weeks on end, sampling the product without permission? What'd you hole up with some boyfriend or something?
You obviously don't know her that well.
Yes, where exactly were you, Kendall?
Isaac, why would I lie about doing something wrong? I came back to ask for forgiveness and to say it won't happen again. I learned my lesson.
If you weren't one of the only capable runners I had around here, you wouldn't have made it past the front door. I just want you to know that right now. I don't put up with shit like this from anyone, especially people who work for me. You're lucky you've got Cass here vouching for you.
Sir?
If you ever pull a stunt like that again, my men will find you and you won't get a chance to apologize.
I hear you, Isaac. It won't happen again. I do have a peace offering, if I may.
What might that be?
While I've been gone, I got the lowdown on someone else moving their own product on your turf. There's another import tonight at the docks, and I know the location.
How convenient. What else do you know about it?
I don't know who it is. No one would tell me that.
And why should I believe anything you say? You straggle back in here after weeks with no word with this story about smugglers. Cass, help me out here.
You don't have to believe me, boss.
Why would she lie? You're the one keeping a roof over our heads.
There's a shipment coming in tonight. You seriously expect me to believe this?
At the docking bay.
You sure this is a good idea? Why not just send the boys with them to take care of it? There's no need for you to be involved at all.
No. If someone really is moving on the ground level, then I need to know exactly what's going on. I don't take lightly to competition.
This is a bad idea. I don't trust them.
Hey, we're right here.
Kendall and Cass are two of my best, Mila. The two of you aren't leaving my sight until I figure out what's going on, though. Now follow me.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Oh, Lima, as I live and breathe. How long has it been?
Hey, stranger. I couldn't say. When was the last time I re-upped?
Subtlety, my friend, is not your strong suit. Like everyone up here doesn't know you're some kind of two-bit luxury drug dealer.
Some people come here for my vast stores of perfume.
You don't sell perfume.
That doesn't stop these idiots from rubbing my goods all over their disgusting blue necks and wrists.
Ugh, gross.
They're not educated like you and I.
Well, you can say that again. I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Can you make these any stronger than last time?
The wolves will hear you.
I need to stay up for the next 3 days.
You know that's not what I give you these for.
Well, when have you ever been against a well-earned bender?
Never, but that's not safe. And I know when to end the bender so my heart doesn't stop.
Come on, let me live dangerously.
Puff, I can't in good conscience do this for you.
Fuck your conscience, okay? I need this.
Hey. Calm down. What's gotten into you?
Who do you think? Root.
Oh, what could he possibly do to you?
Strip me of my home? My livelihood? Send me back to where I came from?
He wouldn't.
He would. He would if I don't have enough people equipped to police the festival.
You realize none of that will matter if you're dead, right?
And if I have to go back to the ground, I'll be dead too. I don't have a choice.
Come on, it's not so bad down there. I've grown quite fond of the ground.
You have no idea what you're talking about. It's not safe for me down there. Please. Okay, I'm begging you. I won't ever ask you for anything like this again.
Okay. You can take one of these every 6 hours. They'll give you the jump start you need.
Thank you.
Pav, be careful.
Yeah, you too.
No, Pav, I'm serious. This stuff is no joke.
Right. I got it, Helena. Thank you.
Of mine, though lowly we once were, her children now we rise. O glorious queen wonder, our savior from the skies.
Can you please keep it down? I'm trying to eat here.
Not to be rude, Wanda June, but don't you think it'd be better to finish that up when you've seen the rest of your appointments for the day?
If I don't inhale this right now, I'm afraid I'll eat the next person to stand trial. Oh, darling, I'm only kidding with you. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Still, Wanda June, you're being rude to your company.
Well, if they wanted me to be polite, they would have waited for a formal invitation to the castle instead of getting themselves arrested. Don't you think, Tin Man?
Of course, dear. How is your sandwich?
It's delicious.
Your Majesty, if you'd only give me a minute of your time, I feel that this would go very quickly.
Did you just interrupt my meal?
Why, yes, I did. But you're eating it during my appointment time, so I merely thought...
You obviously didn't think at all. A queen's appetite is her business. Not that of her subjects. I will eat when I feel that eating suits me, and I will speak to you when that suits me as well. Now sit down.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Excuse me. All right, Tin Man, take this away. I'm done with it.
Right away, Wanda June.
Now, my dears, where were we?
I'm up next, Your Majesty.
Oh, right. You again. What was your offense?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
That's what they all tell me. Every single person in this courtyard. They all say I didn't do anything wrong today. I was minding my business. Well, no. You must have been doing something, because my guards just aren't picking people up willy-nilly. So what were you doing when my guard picked you up?
I was praying with my family, ma'am, in our own home. They slammed open the door and carted us off one by one without informing us of our charges.
I see. And was the altar in your home correctly facing the direction in the sky where my castle was floating that day?
Oh, Your Majesty, my apologies for not clarifying. We were not praying to you. My family comes from an area of the North Tower where worship is still reserved for Medina.
Oh. I see.
It's nothing against you, my queen. You are a perfectly splendid ruler. My people simply have a hard time praying to a mortal.
You think you would learn from the others? Get up.
I think I've heard enough for the day, Tin Man.
But, Your Highness, you still have 14 appointments scheduled over the next 5 hours.
Reschedule them.
Okay, and what to do with this one?
Put him to death.
What?
I want him out of my sight, and for his family to know that worshipping of any of these old gods will not be tolerated here.
As you wish.
No, no, please, let go of me! Stop! Ah, Wanda! Please, listen! You can't do this! Don't do this! You don't have to!
How How much longer am I going to have to wait, Kendall? You said you knew when the shipment was coming in.
Not the exact time. You think they'd tell me that much?
I'm not sure I believe they'd tell you anything.
All right, time to get to work, folks.
So you're in charge now, are you?
He's puffing his chest out and everything.
Yeah, whatever. Just get your asses in gear and come help me unload this, will you?
Is this it?
Yes, this is it.
Well, I'll be damned. I didn't think anyone had the balls to pull off a stunt like this right under my nose.
I told you to trust me.
I'm going out there.
Wait.
Kaz?
Can I help you?
Sorry. I don't know. Should we come with you?
Follow close behind. They're most likely armed. Although, who knows where they got that either.
Be careful. Bring it.
Why don't you come over here and do that yourself?
Excuse me.
She said, why don't you do it yourself?
So will you shut the hell up and just do your job already?
All right, you fucks.
Mother damn it.
Who sent you out this way?
You three, don't move a muscle.
What the hell?
You'll want to drop your weapons, sirs. I have snipers around the perimeter and more men waiting on the ship carrying.
Wolfpack? What the fuck is this, Kendall?
Kendall is with me now, actually. We made her an offer much better than anything you could come up with.
Is that true?
Of course it's true. What could you possibly counter with when we offered her the sky?
Kendall, what kind of sucker are you? You know they were formed to silence people like your parents before the towers were erected. That they helped build a city on your family's back.
Oh, shut it!
Taking...
You helped keep them on their knees after they were already down, you fuck.
After all I've done for you, Cass, you know by tomorrow you'll regret this.
I'm sorry, boss. I didn't have a choice.
Enough lollygagging. Let's get this show on the road so I can go home and wash the stink of this place off myself.
You two are dead. You hear me?
You're coming with us. Rusty, help me get this handle.
Boss. You think there's anywhere you can hide? I own the ground!
Too bad you'll never see it again.
You are finished, you hear me?
Again. I've had enough of him for one day. Now, where was I? Fuck. Wanted. All right, Root. You win. I'll use the reject.
Is my DNA so powerful? No. Is your power an illusion? You own me. You own me. My queen, my queen, my queen. You own me. You own me. My queen.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimunda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimunda. Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Jess Clark, Wanda June.
Adam Raimunda, Wolfpack Guard 1.
Laura Stisser, Defendant.
Michael Larkin, Tin Man.
Cornelius Moore, Cass.
Mallory Roach, Kendall.
Vanessa Vache, Mila.
Claire Lopez, Pavlina.
Josh Rubino, Root.
Emily Battles, Helena.
Nadia Levin, Sylvie.
Sarah Wheatley, Defendant.
Michael Antico, Isaac.
Derek Powell, Defendant.
Owen McEwen, Dock Worker 1.
Maddie Searle,
Doc Worker 2.
Sarah Golding, Docker 3.
And
Jack Peavyhouse, Wolfpack Guard 2.
This episode contains music from a few extra people. First, it's the song
Catharsis by Mushaka Benson.
Next, Wanda's Hymn was written and performed by
Mark Sinclair.
And the song you're hearing right now is
My Queen
by
Kevin Alexander.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimunda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimunda,
and Michael Paunovsky.
Our graphic artist is
Sam Twardy.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of people. I'm so grateful that all these people said yes to making this show with us. Next, I have some other people I'm grateful for. We have new patrons to thank this week. Kelly Quinn, Mark Beam, and Brendan Scott. Thank you for supporting the show. You are helping make it a reality. If you love the show, please consider becoming a patron over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. It's a community where you can enjoy ad-free versions of the episodes, behind-the-scenes content, director's notes, and more. So come join us over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. If you enjoyed our show, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, or wherever you get your podcasts. Episode 7 of Windfall will be released in 2 weeks on May 22nd, 2019. And listeners, don't forget to ask yourselves, what would Wanda do?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz 9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the 4 sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz 9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Are they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today. Well, however this all plays out, you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid. You can follow the Oz Nine's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I gotta trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.